The city's tally shows city council candidates Mitchell Forbes, Raymond Thor Williams, Naeem Shabani, Mark Springer, Leif Albertson, and Richard Robb elected, with 20% of Bethel's eligible voters casting ballots. Those who made their way to the polls were motivated.
My name is Lyman Hoffman. I'm a lifetime resident of Bethel, and I am exercising my civic duty today and encourage everyone to do so, to make sure that the concerns of the community are met.
And exercise their civic duty, they did.
Diane Graham, D-I-A-N-N-E-G-R-A-H-A-M. Well, I'm used to be a librarian here in the school, so I'm concerned about education and about schools. And I voted to increase this tax on alcohol because I wish they didn't have it at all.
Dmitry Lestenkov. I think the Bethel City Council should focus more on a lot of the policing of the city, because I've noticed an increase of inebriates around the town, and it'd be great if something could be done about that. I mean, I've seen a large increase over the past, not just since the liquor store opened, but over the past 4 or 5 years.
I'm Agnes Pete Phillips. I was born and raised in Bethel and on the city council from 1995 to 2000. I served as a mayor from 97 to 99. I believe we need more Native representatives on council.
Among those turning out to vote Tuesday was Bethel's own Ninja Warrior.
My name is Nathan DeHaan, and I'm a pilot here in Bethel. I wanted to make sure to vote today to get my vote in on the alcohol sales tax issue. I voted to increase the sales tax to 15%. I'm okay with alcohol sales here, but I want to make sure that we're able to generate the income needed to address any potential issues that arise from having alcohol sales here.
Also voting today, clad in a purple cussbook for Domestic Violence Awareness Month this October, was Tundra Women's Coalition Director Eileen Arnold. Arnold says the alcohol issue reaches to the heart of the community's safety.
People experiencing domestic violence, children in unsafe homes, sexual assault, which our numbers are showing are on the rise, of reported assaults anyway. So I, one of the things that I voted about was to raise the tax on alcohol.
Unofficial results show many people supported that increase, with 372 voting yes and 257 opposed. Arnold says the agencies would benefit from the revenue generated by the increase.
Well, I think the nonprofits are really able to be creative about ways to engage the community and creative ways to come together and help each other. So I hope that passes.
Election results are still unofficial and will await certification by the city. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.